Los Angeles suburb declares itself non-sanctuary city, pledges to work with Trump deportation plan. By Warner Todd Houston on January 17, 2025. The city of Huntington Beach, a southern suburb of Los Angeles and Anaheim, is breaking from Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom's fealty to illegal migrants and pledging to become Donald Trump's hub for deportation in California. City Attorney Michael Gates has posted a video to his X account to report that a proposal to declare the municipality a non-sanctuary city will be introduced at the next city council meeting. Gates added that the city could become a key locus for Trump's deportation efforts. Huntington Beach is poised to declare itself a non-sanctuary city, Gates said in his video. At the next council meeting on Tuesday, there's going to be an initiative presented to city council for adoption declaring the city non-sanctuary status, meaning that it will coordinate and cooperate with federal agencies and fully effectuate all of the tools available both at the local, state, and federal level for best practices to combat crime. Breaking: Huntington Beach poised to declare city as a non-sanctuary city at Tuesday's council meeting. Initiative being brought to city council to declare the city of Huntington Beach a non-sanctuary city for illegal immigration for the prevention of crime. 4. pic.twitter.com/uoc7079gcx. Attorney Michael E. Gates, at Michael Gates Esq, January 16, 2025. Huntington Beach, which is about an hour southeast of L.A., has already taken the state of California to court claiming that Newsom and the state legislature are violating the U.S. Constitution with sanctuary state laws and subsequently forcing Huntington Beach to break federal laws by being subject to the state laws. The city filed its lawsuit last week, the National News Desk reported. The conflict of laws created by the state presents an untenable Hobson's choice for the city of Huntington Beach. For example, comply with the state's new sanctuary state law and violate U.S. federal immigration laws, or comply with the federal immigration laws and violate the sanctuary state law, the city's lawsuit reads. This conflict must be reconciled by this court. The lawsuit added the supremacy clause of the U.S. Constitution would necessarily demand that local and state laws would take a backseat to federal laws where it concerns immigration. The state cannot force the city to violate U.S. federal immigration laws that both the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeal and the United States Supreme Court have held preempted under the Supremacy Clause, the lawsuit states. The city also filed a lawsuit against the state to uphold its local voter ID law that the state invalidated. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.